All right, Rabbi Osai, good morning. Let us begin. We are picking up in Yeretz Hashem this morning in Os Chof Tes in Tzidkas HaTzadik. I sent out the newest Os in the WhatsApp chat yesterday. So Os Chof Tes. So writes the Rebbe. It's actually quite a beautiful piece. He explains Mitrila who Churban. I'm sorry. Os Lamed. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Yes, Oslamed. I'm sorry. Starting with Oslamed today. Av af ma'aseh sheina haguna be'etzem kol shehi haguna kafi machsheva sa'odna v'hi ma'aseh mitzvah. So actually, let's begin in the Be'uri HaChassidus. So if you look toward the bottom of the page, so you see the Rebbe writes as follows. Behemshech ha'gimara. Remember, all of this is being quoted from the Gemara in Meseches Brachos. Daf Gimel. So up until now, he was quoting the Gemara dealing with the Mishmoros, the various watches. So the next part of that Gemara tells an incredible story. Behemshech haGemara deLa'el haMisaeres es haShagos shel haKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol al haGalus b'shlosha Mishmoros haLayla muvos b'risa v'zalashono. So right after the Gemara discusses the three different watches, the Gemara tells a story. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Pam achos hayisim haHalich baDerech. One time I was traveling on the road. And I went into one of the ruins of Yerushalayim. And I did so in order to daven. So Eliyahu waited for me by the entranceway of the ruin. What happened? He waited for me until I finished my tefillah. La'achar shesiyamti tefillasi va'amar li b'ni. After I finished my tefillah, Eliyahu HaNavi asked me, he said, tell me, my son, why did you enter into this ruin? Remember this Gemara from Maseches Brachos. Why did you enter into the ruin? Amarti lo v'hispalo. I said to him, Rebbe, I went in order to daven. Va'amarli, haya l'cha l'hispalo baderech. Eliyahu HaNavi said to me, well, the truth is, you should have davened on the road. Va'amarti lo, I said back to Eliyahu HaNavi, misyari hayisi shama yafsiku bi over drachem. I was nervous that if I daven on the road, I would be interrupted by travelers, by people passing by. Va'amrali, ha'yilacha lehispalo tefila kitzara. And it was then that Eliyahu HaNavi told me, you know what, then you should have davened a shortened Shmona Esrei. Remember again, Abbo said, this is where the Gemara gets into havinenu, a shortened form, a truncated form of Shmona Esrei. Okay, so we'll say, so that's the exchange. That's the exchange between Rabbi Yossi and Eliyahu HaNavi. So I'm in the Be'uri HaChassidus left-hand column. Hare shehimtin lo ha'pesach, Ad shesiem est filoso, barak li achar shesiem est filoso, hochiach also amashe nichnas lechurva, va'amarlo shahaya adif lo the hispalo biyosa v'derach tefila kitzara. So we'll say. So it's interesting over here. Something very fascinating. Now Reb Tzadik is raising a kasha that the truth is when he asks it, it's so obvious. Obviously, Eliyahu HaNavi. Well, look what he writes. He says so. Rabbi Yossi goes into the churva. He's davening. Eliyahu HaNavi waits for him to finish davening. And then Eliyahu gives him musar. He rebukes him. Quote unquote, rebuke sounds like a strong word. He explains to him that really what Rabbi Yossi did was really incorrect. He shouldn't have gone ahead and gone into the ruin to daven. Instead, he should have davened a shortened Shmona Esrei, a truncated Shmona Esrei, by the side of the road. So says Reb Tzadik something amazing. V'yesh numol mimay sezeh. There's a very important lesson that we learn from here, which is shekisha adam roa es chavero osa af maisa she'ina haguna be'etem v'she'ina roi lasos al pi haTorah. If I see someone doing something that is not really correct and not really the ideal way that something should be done al pi haTorah, based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instruction, b'chol zos kozman shi haguna kafi machsheva sa'adam ha'osa osa. When ultimately, again, the action is appropriate in the eyes of the person who is taking it, kilomar sha adam osas ha'peula she'ino ru'uya choshev shu maisa ro'i v'tov v'shemitzah laso. So we'll say, so just follow this. When I see someone doing something that is really not correct, not navera, but I see someone that's doing something, but it's not really correct, he's not really doing it in the way that he should be doing it, but in the eyes of the person performing the action, he thinks that he is fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem, writes Reb Tzadik. He says, V'hi be'etzem ma'aseh mitzvah. And what the person is doing is not wrong. The person is performing a mitzvah I just not the mitzvah the way it's supposed to be done. Rak she'ino ru'uya le'asos ba'ofen mesuyim zeh. The person just not performing it in the ideal fashion. Mipnei she'hayodo la'asos ha'atzad hayosir to'a pi'oras chazal. Because the person should have done the mitzvah in a better way. In a better way. Ein lanu limnoa mimenu. We see from here, says Reb Tzavik, that ultimately, again, you should not stop the person from performing the particular mitzvah. Now, what does this mean? So it says Reb Tzavik, ki demashma me'asipur de'la'el me'ilio hanavi shehimtin l'rabi yosi b'pesach ha'chorva ad she'siyem est tfilasom v'lo mino'o tekev me'lehispalo sham. So I said, this is fascinating. So it says Reb Tzavik, what's intriguing about this story of Rabbi Yossi in Eliyahu HaNavi? Eliyahu HaNavi, why didn't Eliyahu HaNavi stop Rabbi Yossi from going in and davening in the first place? Why didn't he just stop him? You know, it's interesting. It's like Rabbi Yossi goes into the churva, Eliyahu HaNavi is there, Eliyahu HaNavi waits for Rabbi Yossi to emerge, and then he sees what Rabbi Yossi is doing, and then when Rabbi Yossi emerges, he says, you know, by the way, what you did was not really right. Was not really right. So why not just stop him to begin with? Why not just prevent him from going in, or maybe even interrupt him in the middle of a Shmona Esrei if you feel that at the end of the day what he's doing is incorrect? So says Reb Tzadok, "Afapi she'in likanis l'chor b'klal, afilu k'dei l'ispalel." Because what Eliyahu HaNavi says, Rabbi Yossi, is you don't go into a chorva, you don't go into a ruin to daven at all. Ela shechivin Rabbi Yossi is kabin l'tova, v'nichnas l'chorva k'dei shlo yafri l'betilaso. But since Rabbi Yossi's intentions were pure, he went into the ruin in order to daven, so that no one should bother him when he was davening. Lachin lo rotsa Eliyahu lahafsiko bochicho alkein alkach rak la'achar shasim tfilaso. So they will say what Rabbi Yossi, what Eliyahu HaNavi appreciated over here was purity of intent. Rabbi Yossi had pure intentions, right? His intentions were to go ahead and daven, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He made a mistake. So he thought that it's better to go into the ruin, daven uninterrupted in the ruin, than to go ahead and daven a shorter Shmona Esrei by the side of the road. So because he had this purity of intent to go ahead and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eliyahu HaNavi did not interrupt the Shmona Esrei. It's only afterwards that Eliyahu HaNavi says, by the way, what you did, don't do that again. Don't do that again. That's really not the ideal. He goes ahead and he says, Ava be'emes im hayim ar hayir Eliyo omer Rabbi Yossi la'avar Hashem u'mashom le'Eliyo hayir lechal yisrael ba'derech shemashma midvarav shehayir sham makom panui sheyachol lehispalo efshe lefarish sheratzel omer shehayir lo lechapeis makom panui kishay ba'derech kodem shenichnasto lechurva. So we'll say, so what Reb Tzadok is really highlighting over here is something really dramatically amazing, which is that although technically speaking, Eliyahu HaNavi could have maybe prevented Rabbi Yossi from going in, or he could have interrupted Rabbi Yossi in the course of davening to tell Rabbi Yossi that what he's doing is inappropriate, Eliyahu HaNavi allowed him to finish up his tefillah, and only afterwards did he say to him, by the way, what you did wasn't really correct. There is a better way to go ahead and do things. And Reb Tzadok says, you see from here, something dramatically amazing. That there are times to intervene in someone else's behavior, and then there are times to simply let things go. When a person is going ahead and doing something that is not wrong, but it just could be done better, so says Reb Tzadok, sometimes it's better just to leave the person alone, let them do their thing, and at the right opportune time, you'll give them the proper feedback. But say, this is really an incredible yisod, because at different times in life, we have to point out to people what it is that what they're doing is incorrect. You have to give a little bit of musra. I don't mean musra like a fiery rebuke. I just mean like a little bit of constructive feedback. So some people love to give constructive feedback about every single thing. They always have a critique. They always have a criticism. They'll always tell you how you could do things better in each and every way. Generally, most of us try to avoid people like that because no one really likes to get constant critiques. Most people don't like that. Says Reb Tzadik, and by the way, it's an incredible yisod in terms of parenting also. Right? When does a parent choose to say something to a child versus when do you just leave it alone? And just leave it alone. So Reb Tzadik says there's such a profound message that comes out of here. Eliyahu HaNavi sees it, Rabbi Yossi is doing something that's really, it's not good, meaning it's not ideal. He's davening, but he's not really davening in the right place. He's not really davening in the right kind of tefillah. There's a better way to do it. Yet, Eliyahu HaNavi does not stop Rabbi Yossi in his tracks. He doesn't tell Rabbi Yossi, stop it right now. He lets him finish the davening, and then when it's over, he finds an opportunity to go. If you notice, probably even when it's over, it's not like Eliyahu HaNavi just immediately launches into the Musar. There's a conversation. There's a discussion. Shalom Alecha Rabbi, Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umori. By the way, why did you go into the Churva? Eliyahu HaNavi knows what he was doing. He knew why he was entering into the Churva. But there's a discussion. And then when the discussion ensues and there's an opportunity to give proper and constructive feedback, that's when Eliyahu HaNavi tells Rabbi Yossi, by the way, next time, better to do things a little bit differently. So therefore, it's such an incredible yisod. How many relationships are ruined because people with good intentions want to give feedback to someone, but the way they come off is so intense, and the way they come off is so caustic, and it's just not the right timing, and I feel like you're nitpicking, you know? So here, Reb Tzadik says, sometimes if someone's doing something and it's not wrong, it's just not being done exactly the right way, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And if the opportunity presents itself later on to go ahead and give that proper feedback, then take that opportunity. But as long as, we'll say, obviously, if I see someone committing a Maisa Aveira, that's something different. But if I see a person doing something that is okay, just not great, not the way it should be done, so be wise in terms of how you choose to give that particular feedback. Because it was said, we all know that there is nothing, there could be nothing more incredible than positive, constructive feedback, but only if given in the right time and in a constructive fashion. Says Reb Tzadik, who do we learn this from? None other than Eliyahu HaNavi and his interaction with Rabbi Yossi. All right, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with Sif Lamed Aleph tomorrow. Shukayach. Yeah.